Police in protective gear struggle to control an angry crowd. These Shanghai residents are protesting against being pulled from their homes. Their apartment blocks are being turned into temporary quarantine centers. Some are kneeling on the ground, begging the police not to take them away. This city of more than 25 million people has been brought to its knees by the worst coronavirus outbreak China's faced since the beginning of the pandemic. 300,000 infections have been recorded since March. A lockdown, which was supposed to last a few days, is now stretching into its third week, with no end in sight. The once bustling commercial center is now quiet and empty. With most of the city's population forced to stay home, supply chains are frozen. Many say they're going hungry or lack necessities. Grape Chen has appealed for help online to get access to urgent heart medications for her father.
We know it's a difficult period in the pandemic. We're willing to cooperate with the government and with each level of city management to fight the pandemic. But we also hope that our lives can be respected.
Restrictions in some neighborhoods eased on Tuesday, but with cases continuing to climb, people allowed to go outdoors are being coaxed back inside. This community worker blasts a loudspeaker repeating the words, "Return home." Those who test positive are sent to makeshift hospitals. Conditions inside some appear bleak and crowded. Authorities say they released thousands of recovered patients this week, but thousands more remain in quarantine. Beijing has mobilized other provinces to help get more fresh food and other necessities to Shanghai.
The situation in Shanghai is seen as a disastrous failure of China's strict zero COVID-19 policy, but authorities are sticking to it. Despite growing calls to change this approach, President Xi Jinping has called on the country to strengthen restrictions in order to win the battle against the virus. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.